Are there other areas that we can combat that can really reduce the amount of people who are overdosing?
Well, the first thing is we need to keep people alive to be able to help them. Yeah. This is just one of the solutions that we have right now, and it's the best way to at least keep people alive. We can't help them if they're not alive to do it.
Yeah. There's no rehab after death.
Right. So we've got a few minutes left here, and I want to ask you if there's any sort of information that you would like to get out to the general public now that might be able to help them save a life.
Well, I want to touch on something that you just mentioned about kind of that big picture of how do we help a community past just administering Narcan, right? The state of Alaska in October, and I hope everybody kind of doggers their calendar for October 13th, we're going to be doing something called a Kodiak Cafe. And the state comes in, we get everyone from the community that's interested, has knowledge. We would love to have people that have suffered from substance use or currently are using, anyone that's a provider, a medical person that has knowledge to it, you know, just kind of looking for the people that have some input into the situation. We'll sit around and talk about it. There'll be a group of questions, and the state will take that information back and use that for their strategic planning for the next 4 years for the what we call polysubstance use and misuse strategy.
Everybody has a voice.
Absolutely.
And an equal voice. So whether you're somebody who uses to, I don't know, chief of police, everybody has that equal voice at this community cafe, which is extra special. So don't think it's, you know, above or below you. We want every voice.
Right.
Yeah, the state has already been, have been rolling the cafes out throughout the state. Last week they did one in Anchorage. But yeah, this is definitely, you know, the voices that are the people that are directly impacted from overdose use or addiction. And then all, like I said, all those professionals that have a way of helping develop those solutions.
So I know that you're in the early stages of planning that. I was just wondering if you either had dates or time or location, and if not, if you knew when those might be announced.
We have all of the above.
Okay.
October 13th from 3 to 7, we will be holding the cafe over at the Afognak building.
Okay. So I'll turn it back around to that earlier question. Is there any information that the two of you would like to get on air now that could help somebody reverse an overdose?
Come see me. you never know when you're going to come across somebody. Doesn't matter whether you use, you know somebody who is using. Just come see me and get one and hold on to it, because you never know when you may need it. And like I was, been telling the fishermen, you could be out to sea and you get that, that call over the radio that somebody's overdosing. Where's the nearest boat with a Narcan? Well, be that nearest boat with a Narcan.
Is there a limit to how much you can distribute? You have enough Narcan kits for everybody who wants one?
I sure can get them.
Okay.
I don't know that I have enough in my office at this exact moment, but
we have a lot.
Shannon and I, we can get them.
Yes.
Do they have like a limited shelf life or?
They do. Just for example, the ones I have expire in July of 2023.
Okay.
If they are used or expired, you can come get me for another one.
Sure. So